Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com. Blog Talk Radio.
You are now live. You are now listening to the Reggie Jackson. Name of whatever with comedian Reggie Jackson.
All right, well, welcome to the Table Talk. I'm comedian Reggie Jackson. Thank you guys for tuning in. And, of course, that was the Almighty Heaven beatbox. What's up, Heaven? What's been going on with you?
I have been working on a ton. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great, feeling healthy. Summer is around the corner. Spring has begun. And so I'm glad we're past winter. And there it is.
And we also have Beat Bungie's AKA Austin back in with us again. How are you doing, Austin?
Woo! I'm doing fantastic.
Woo!
I'm happy. I'm ready to be here.
I think that was his attempt at the excitement.
That was nice. I believed it. I bought into it.
It was pure.
And today we've got Sheree LaRae. Tell me I said it right. Sheree LaRae. Sheree LaRae. I even tried to even spell it so I could do it. Sheree is from Austin, and you're a vocalist. Tell us about yourself, lady. Well, Austin, Houston.
Well, I am from Houston. I'm in town from Houston, Texas, and yes, I am a vocalist. And I am just here joining Miss Reggie with her table talk.
That's awesome. It's nice to have a female here, because I'm always here with a bunch of dudes. Well,
that's okay, I was even. I got your back.
Sausage fest around here. Me and 20 other people. David Young isn't here this week. For everybody that's listening, looking for Dave, he had a prior engagement, and Ty is at the NBA game, because we all know Ty has 145,000 jobs, but Heaven and I are actually, me, Heaven, and Dave are the original crew anyway, so we're just kind of, we're missing old Dave around here.
That's okay, I'm here.
Dave,
that's right.
We're going to make up for it. I'm here.
Dave will be missed for an episode.
We could get right down to business and start talking about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Okay, so, I recently, I've heard that he is no longer allowed in the clubs in Miami.
All of Miami.
Yes, and here's what, how does somebody, you hear that people get kicked out of clubs here and there, but how do you get kicked out of every club in Miami?
They just banned him.
They just don't like him.
People hate on Bieber all the time, but, I mean, at the end of the day, that little man is getting money.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to try using the new phrase, you Bieber, instead of saying, something else that we can say. You Bieber, that's what they say.
What do they say Bieber instead of?
They say that he's, it's the whole, believer thing.
Wait a minute. People are saying Bieber instead of the N-word.
Yeah. It's all over satellite radio stations.
Are you serious?
It's the Breakfast Club. Yeah, you ever heard? See the guy or something like that? Breakfast Club? Yeah. They have a whole thing every day. Who's the biggest donkey? And they say, you Bieber. Yeah.
What's
up, my Bieber?
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that we just went from Believer, which, believe,
I'm a believer,
to literally taking that positivity to a negative?
Mm-hmm. Just like that, overnight.
I mean, I don't think it's negative.
America.
I don't think it's negative. I think it just gives white people another escape to say the N-word.
Yeah.
But now every time I say Bieber, black people are going to be like,
whoa.
I know what you're trying to say.
Whoa.
What do you mean, Bieber? What are you doing?
What's up, my Bieber?
That's crazy, though. I think that's crazy.
Like, my Bieber.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that. I'm excited about that, though. It's like HIDA. It's just another way for me to express myself.
But this is, question, this is only happening in Miami, right?
So far, as of right now, it is only, he's banned in Miami.
No, I'm talking about the phrase, the catchphrase.
Oh, no, the phrase is on satellite radio. So if you have satellite radio in California, New York, Alabama, Houston, it's happening. I listen to it faithfully every morning.
I think that everybody gives old Justin Bieber too hard of a time. And here's what I think. I feel like I like Justin Bieber. And I know people in Bieber's camp that work with him, and they're cool people. I don't know Bieber personally, but I know his people. That's the story of my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this close to an Oscar because I know the person that does their hair. That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
You get your nails done by the same person.
Yep. I was like, I know. No, I'm literally friends with Jill Scott's baby daddy. That's real life discussion. Like, I'm so
real life.
I know everybody, but I don't know. I'm 10 pounds in a tan away from Hollywood. I just got to get right for the summer. That's what I need. We'll get right for the situation.
Are you still a fan if he comes out with an all rap album?
I think it's ridiculous. I'm not a fan.
Thank you.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I get it. And I did watch his documentary because we were working. Tom Manzola, the guy that is his production manager, came over and did some work with Circus, and that's where I met him. And, I'm not a fan, but I watched his documentary, and I appreciate the fact that he's an artist. And numbers don't lie. People try to hate on Beyonce. When she dropped her album out of the crack of her ass, and it went platinum. The next day. Everybody was like,
it's
strategic. Like, it's numbers, and he puts up numbers. I think I know that, and they're probably listening right now. I know that my 13-year-old, my best friend's 13-year-old daughter, and her other 13-year-old stepdaughter, I know that they love him.
Mm-hmm.
And they will cut a bitch over Bieber. I can't even say anything. Like, I was like, what do y'all, you know, because I'm trying to talk to them because they're kids. I'm trying to relate to them as an adult. And I'm like, you know, well, yeah, I know you guys love Bieber. What do you think about, this is back when the marijuana charges first came out, because I'm trying to get a pulse on how they felt about drugs. And I was like, you know, so how do you guys feel about all the rumors about Bieber? And she was like, Allie was like, first of all, nobody knows anything about Justin Bieber, and they need to leave him alone. And I was like, listen, you need to take that panic attack and pull back with it. I think people will buy
it. Or record it and put it up on YouTube. Because it would be funny to see.
Teenagers, these kids, the people that love Bieber love him.
Right.
Love him.
I mean, but how do you...
So if he comes out with a rap album, people will buy it. That's the whole point of this conversation.
I'm a fan of one song.
I mean, but how do you go...
It's all that matters. Like, you could really tell Usher had his hand on that song. You could, he had no business with that song, really. But, I mean, out of all his songs, on, I think it was his latest album, that right there, I would play it nonstop.
I like his stuff. I don't think that I would download any of his music.
That song, you will. You will.
Okay.
You will.
I don't know about
before
that.
Before in this conversation,
and I bet if he comes out with a rap album, it's going to be dope. He knows everybody in the game, all the top people. If I had access to work with Outkast and Pharrell and Jay-Z, I could come out with a rap album right now sounding like I do, and then shit would go platinum. People would be like, oh, my God, we've never heard anything like it. That's how people would be about my rap album if I had all these co-signers.
It's all about who you know.
It's all about who you know.
So it's not about the talent anymore. Is that what we're
saying? I think he's talented.
I mean, but, you know, it's okay.
And what's to say I'm not a great rapper? You've never heard me rap.
You never heard me rap.
Bars. Bars for days.
Yes, I have bars, limitless bars. Happy Hours, that's what I'm calling my album. Of limitless bars. That was a long joke I had to reach for. I don't do that anymore. I think people just need to lay off Bieber. And if he comes out with a rap album, I'm sure it'll be fire.
I mean, well, no, you made a very valid point. If you are working with that kind of arsenal of people, then, you know, you have no choice but to probably be successful. You know, my thing is, though, like, how do you – from what I can see, he's got a pretty obvious loyal fan base, so I don't see the transition from singing to rapping being, you know
– that big of a deal?
That big of a deal, but, you know –
New Kids on the Block did it. Lucas on the Block did it. They came out with a rap album, NKOTB. It was fire. Look, we're gay. positivity. Positivity is not about being soft.
I guess the question.
Smart.
I guess the question is like. My question is, if he's coming out with an all rap out, you know, what is his content now going to focus on?
I hope Justin Bieber makes a whole rap album about Wade.
He will.
That's awesome. I would listen to that.
I mean, given the fact that the amount of kid followers and fans he has,
I don't think his publicist would even listen to that.
Those kids are growing up. That's what everybody has to think.
He still has a huge portion of like the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old.
Well, then your parents don't let you listen to it. It's like Beyonce said when she did Drunk in Love. She's like, I'm grown.
Well, she actually did a song called I'm Grown. I'm a grown woman.
Right.
But that was years later. Like, he's still new.
He's 19. He's only 19 still?
Yeah.
He's been 45 for 4 years. And when is he ever going to grow up?
So if you still are 19, you're still that young, and you still can get the little kids, like, I wouldn't change what you're talking about. You're trying to grow up too fast. Yeah, Beyonce's
talking
about sex and all that. At 32, she's knocking almost at 35, 40, 50, you know, up there. So if that is his market, he needs to stay there because all those little kids will be like, Mommy, I want the CD. And what are they going to get? The CD.
But you know as artists, we all know as artists, that in order for something to be successful, you have to talk about what you know. He's not an average 19-year-old kid
but he don't
goes
know
to junior community college. Junior community college, is there such a thing? It's not even a junior community college.
To the original point that I was, what is his content going to be? I mean, if you really think it's going to be I don't see it being about weed or being about anything. Because he's going to, if that happens, I feel that he will lose a significant amount of followers. You know.
I don't think it'll all be about weed, but I think it'll be underlying stuff.
I think if it's...
What if he did a Mary Jane cover? Mary Jane. What if he did that? We'd be like, ooh.
If he did that,
Then you could just tell kids he was talking about the chick from Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. No. It used to be about track one, I grew up too fast. Number two.
Does she know your daughter?
Her last concert, I remember she looked in my direction
And I said, hey, girl, I'll be backstage and, you know, find them.
Pointed back at you, right?
She pointed back at me. Yeah, I told you that story.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She pointed back at you.
I saw that.
What were you talking about backstage?
You know, that's one of the times.
They're just catching up.
We did just catch up.
Girl talk, you know.
So
what? Did you guys actually exchange words?
Do you have a best friend in your head?
No, my best friend's sitting right across from me.
No.
My celebrity best friend's sitting right across from me, and that's B-Bunchy.
We keep it true.
At B-Bunchy, B-U-N-C-H-I-E. That's at B-Bunchy on Instagram. Do you have Twitter?
Yep.
And
same thing.
Twitter, at B-Bunchy. Check him out. He's an awesome B-Bunchy.
My best friend in my head is Ellen DeGeneres. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She actually is. She seems like she'd be really cool.
That Oscar picture she took a selfie of shut Twitter down. Yeah. She got so many retweets and things with it. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm best friends with Snoop Dogg in my head, too.
You know? I can make you guys girlfriends.
As opposed to what, you and Beyonce?
We're not talking about anymore. I can make you and Beyonce friends, too. Okay. Let's all be friends.
So I was looking at your Instagram earlier today when Heaven tagged me in it, and you were at some sort of motorcycle situation, and a dude ran a bike going about 50 miles an hour about 4 inches away from your hoo-ha. How did they talk you in?
I'm going to look this up because I still haven't seen that video.
No, it's dope, but how did they talk you in?
They didn't have to talk me into it. Like, okay, it was a stunt show for like these professional stunt guys to do, you know, motorcycle events or whatever. So we were in Houston before I came to that. And he's looking at the video right now. And basically, we were all in a circle, and this one guy we had talked before, this is one of the drivers, I can't even think of his name right now, I think it was Don or something, and he just pointed at me in the crowd. He was like, you. And I was like, oh, I knew what that meant. You know, you want me out there. What are you about to do? So I walked around, and I had on my Yamaha shirt, and he's like, sit down. And he got on the other side of the driveway. He just, like, opened his legs. He's like, sit down like this. I'm like, sit down. What the hell is he about to do? I sit down, and he just comes full force. I'm like, oh, my God, I did not sign up for this. But I just started laughing because I'm insured. And if anything happens to me, that's a wonderful check coming my way. Then after that, he went through, and everybody was just, like, really shocked. They didn't know what was going on.
It's a good thing you don't have a bladder control problem.
Yeah, because I didn't know what he was going to do. I didn't know if he was going to jump over me. And they were doing all these different tricks. And I'm like, Jesus, what is he going to do? I was pretty timid compared to what they did. Like,
well, that was dope, though.
And then he, like, came and then did really fast and, like, kissed him the cheek.
I was
like,
just
show you love.
Bad one, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, just show you love. I didn't kill you.
I would definitely give some vagina to one of those motocross guys. Or
they were really
those
cool.
X-game ass motherfuckers. I'd give them some ass. It wouldn't take a whole lot. To get in there either.
It was definitely pretty cool. Everybody was like, yeah, you're pretty cool.
If he flipped the motorcycle around and gave me a kiss on the cheek, I'd be like, you won't see it. Just crawl on up in this and take a nap.
Oh,
just come on.
That's crazy, but yeah, I'm a little daredevil. So. Didn't take much. All I did was point at me and give me the look. I was like, oh, I know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're an entertainer, they don't even really have to even give me much of a look. They can glance at me, and I'll be like, oh, they need me on stage.
I'm coming out there.
They need my help.
Yeah.
Let's just grab a mic and see what happens.
See what comes out.
So what all have you done? Do you have an album? Are you working on one? I'm sure.
Yes, definitely working on one. Anything you want to know about me, it's www.sherealurie.com. I'll go to spell that for you. Oh, shut up.
I've never
seen it.
Shut up. Whatever.
I'm going to check this out.
SHEREALERI.com. Instagram, Twitter, everything, Facebook is all linked to that. But, yes, I'm definitely working on an album. This year has been really crazy with all the events going on. Why are you looking at my album if you've never seen it before? Like,
I've never seen your website before.
Yes, this dude right here. We actually just met.
I'm not surprised.
Recently.
I'm not surprised because he is the friendliest person that I know on earth.
Well, he lied to me the first time he met me.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he started our friendship off with a lie.
Hold up. Okay, every fucking pause.
He was a whole other person.
I was playing a character.
That.
And when you're, no, hold on, Reggie, you're an actress as well.
well as a comedian. If anyone's looking out there, she's a great actress, right? Right? You're good.
I'm not great. I'm all right.
You're terrific. You're freaking terrific.
I'm really not.
You're really awesome.
I'm really not. Okay. Until I have to do a cold read in front of a camera and I end up looking like this. What do
you're welcome.
You mean?
Anyways, I was doing a character on the street, and I was, you know, I wanted to see if it was convincible, if I could convince people of the character. Okay.
That sounds like half of Atlanta.
Well, it wasn't in Atlanta, and on top of that, the character I was playing was not even from this country. So I was
be more exotic and have an accent and tell me he was from Australia.
And it worked. Everybody believed that I was from Australia. And for the record, it's not that I was trying to lie or just deceive anyone. I was practicing. If you want to get your craft, you do it. You practice, right? And what better way to practice than in front of a crowd full of people while doing a show?
Yeah, but that's really, when you practice something, you tell the person later on, as you guys are already engaging in conversation, hey, by the way, I'm not from Australia.
It was the next day.
It was like a week later. It was definitely a week later.
Well, maybe that, whatever the next time we talk, whenever the next time that we talk, I let you know, okay? It wasn't a day.
But no. I feel like this has turned into marriage counseling. And all I really want is
to hard.
Talk about food.
I'm hungry. Let's talk about food. What do you have? Do you have anything to eat?
We're in the middle of a radio show right now, so can you wait until we wrap this up? Or
yes, we can talk about what I'm going to consume on the radio show, and then you can cook it for me.
What's your favorite restaurant in Houston?
My favorite restaurant would have to be... Ooh, I can't even think of right now. I guess what? Lux Cafe Deluxe. I can't think of the name.
What is that?
It's a restaurant in like the Galleria area, and I mean, first of all, I had everything, chicken and pasta. I'm a big pasta fan, so I don't have any like specialty fancy only in Houston restaurants.
You should eat at Figo's.
Figo's is that in Atlanta?
It's like a little chain restaurant here in Atlanta, but they got really good pasta there.
I've never ate there before.
It's like, good.
Figo's.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking about the Vortex today.
Not my favorite.
Really?
What?
It's really not.
Hold on. Listen. That's not my favorite restaurant, but you have to admit that they have the best burgers.
They do not have the best burger.
I disagree.
What's better than Vortex?
Who has better than Vortex?
When we get done with the show, if you like, we can travel down the Brickstore Pub in Decatur, and I promise you that's the best hamburger probably you've had in your life.
Have you had the Voodoo Burger?
Yes.
You've had the Voodoo Burger at Vortex.
Is that the one with the egg and all of that shit on it?
No. Wrong. No.
Oh, which one's the Voodoo Burger?
It's got green jelly in it, and it's incredible.
Green jelly?
And it has been on the
sounds
scene,
bad.
But it sounds awful, but it's the best burger I've ever had in my life.
It's so good.
It's incredible. It hasn't been on the menu that long. I couldn't tell you exactly what's in it, but you should just know that it's this unearthly burger. It doesn't even look like a burger, and yet it is incredible. It will send your taste buds for quite a loop. And I would personally... put that burger up against any burger and would love to see.
I could probably go in the kitchen and make a better burger than they can make at Vortex.
First off, Vortex has, like, I don't even know how many years of the number one burger, like, award in Atlanta slash Georgia.
Tabletop is nominated for an Oscar.
That's not what they say. The awards are in the restaurant on the wall. You can see when you walk in here. Midtown location.
So,
look on the left side of the wall.
Five Guys
walk
has
in.
The same thing on their wall, and Five Guys has an excellent burger. Tom Begin.
What? Yeah, they do have an excellent burger, but Vortex
so
is better.
Overly priced.
Five Guys is very overly priced.
So overly
you
priced.
You win
I
on
agree
that.
Like,
that.
Everything is so. I
think we can all agree on that.
Everything was individual, and I was like, wait, can I get like. Some type of combination, and like, no, fries, drink, napkin, fork, burger, everything except for pickles, cheese. I was like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, by the time I bill just the burger, I'm spending $14.
It's
ridiculous.
Right.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. But Brickstore Pub, will you at least try the burger at Brickstore Pub before you commit?
I'll definitely try it.
I've never seen it. I mean, I will, of course, I'm very open-minded, so I will try it. But I, as long as you try the Voodoo Burger.
All
right.
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair.
Look, I'm acting like eating a burger is the worst thing that can happen to me. I'll try it. I guess.
Fine, you've talked me into it. I'll do it.
What's your favorite kind of food? You said pasta, so like Italian food?
No, that's just like one of my favorite dishes. But I'm a seafood, then soul food, then Mexican.
What kind of seafood y'all are y'all? Houston is
Crawfish,
crabs. Oh, they have awesome.
Only hour with Galveston.
I don't know location. I've been to Houston, but I don't know how far it is from the beach.
Much. Galveston, not
like 45 minutes, which is traveling time
so
for everywhere in the city.
Crawfish is huge in Houston.
I like crawfish.
They have crawfish festivals.
I just don't. I feel like it's a lot of work with a whole lot of like. I like crawfish, but I feel like it's a whole lot of work and then not a lot of reward.
It is, and you know you just gotta discipline yourself and just really get down to the nitty gritty.
Crab legs, on the other hand,
crab legs I love.
No crab legs are my favorite. King crab legs I'm not so much on, but snow crab legs can get it 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
I really can't.
We used to get boxes shipped to our house. Those snow crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa would just send it to us. It'd be like a few $1,000 worth of crab legs.
That's just awesome.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Right now.
I know, we're like,
Thinking about that. Where can I go to eat crab legs like right now?
I know, I'm like, we're in crawfish. I don't need to go to get a pastrami sandwich.
We do.
I think
it's
probably
like
a little more.
Papados is where you need to go while you're here.
We have Papados in Houston. Like
I thought for some reason that was just an Atlanta or Georgia thing.
I thought it was just a Houston thing because every time somebody comes to Houston, I thought about Papados or Papacitos.
What is Papados?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Do you like it? I really like it.
I do, but it's so overly like. Let's go Papados. No, let's not. Let's go somewhere else.
So if I ever go to this restaurant, what is the thing that I should try? Like, what is the thing in this restaurant to try?
What for at Brick Store Pub? The pimento cheeseburger with bacon.
No, Papados.
Oh, Papados.
Just get the
seafood
platter. Yeah, get the seafood platter. But I will say this. They got these oysters on the half shell.
Okay.
I'm trying not to drool. With some kind of blue cheese on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or something.
Okay.
It's the best. Some of the best. I love
oysters.
I love oysters, yeah.
Yeah, me and you both love oysters.
I have not.
Of oysters.
Okay. They have to be prepped the right way.
How do
you try that?
I like them on the half shell with hot sauce.
Cracker.
Preferably Defoe's from New Orleans hot sauce.
Put mine on a cracker.
With garlic.
Nailed it. Oh, stop. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Should be ready for dinner right now.
Right.
A little bit of something for everything going on.
The Ocean Air downtown Atlanta.
Can we just take this to a restaurant? Can we just go and just in the car right now and just continue to We are live.
We really are. Literally live right now.
So yeah, no, I'm just saying can we go? Do you guys want to do that? I mean is that you improv? Okay.
No.
I'll do that.
You'll be chill for another 20-30 minutes. You should be okay. Yeah, I don't think you'll pass out. And I just made your pastrami sandwich.
Which is great, by the way.
Which is a lot of meat.
I appreciate it. It was really good.
But the Ocean Air in Atlanta is another one of them. When I talk about my favorite restaurant in Atlanta, I always say that. But it's so expensive. Like, I only go there on dates. That's what I do when I want to go out to eat somewhere really nice. I go on a date. And then the key is, for all of your fans in Houston that are women that are listening, the key is you let the guy order all the food so he thinks it's a chivalry thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Austin and I are out to eat, and he's like, you know, what do you want for appetizer? Whatever you want. What do you want for dinner? Whatever you want. And then when the bill comes and he tries to go halfsies on that shit, I'm going to be like, I didn't order any of that shit.
You ordered
I didn't even know how to
order the water.
Okay.
So
I don't even know how to pronounce that appetizer that you got. So.
How expensive is that
place? It's like $35-$40 a plate.
I guess that's better. Okay. Houston is this place by the Galleria again, who are all like the fancy restaurants, but it's called Fogo de Chao. It's not worth it to me. Maybe because I don't just eat that much meat, and it's all like red meat, so it definitely gets you full fast. But
so good, though.
In order to go to Fogo's and get your money for, you have to not eat for 2 days. And then smoke a blunt of loud. right before you go in. And then you need to eat, get full, sit with it, digest, and eat again. Because, like, that's just ridiculous. Like, all that meat and this.
Yeah, just a glass of red wine and.
Probably $12.
I think I ate when I went there.
That's another date place. The last time I went there was on a date.
Me too. It was on a Valentine's Day, and I think I ate $20.
I broke up with a guy. The first time I ever went to Fogo's, I was dating this guy, and he said, "Where are you going to go to eat?" And I said, "What I always say, which is Outback, because I love Outback. It's consistently delicious. I love it." And I was like, "Let's go to Outback," and he's like, "No. There's this other place I want us to go. You know, let's go here." And he took me to Fogo's. But when he took me to Fogo's, he expected me to pay half of the bill, and I ended up paying half the bill, and I never went out with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do you know how many Wallaby Darns I could have had for $100 at Outback?
Yeah, it's
true.
I don't know. It's just for the meat lovers, I guess, you know?
Yeah, you got to get your carnivorous hat on.
Oh, yeah, I'm like a ballet, you know, you get slices of meat here and there. Vegetables, a little bit of pasta, and I'm good. You know, all that meat, I was just looking at that like, oh.
Man, it's so good, though. But if you get wine, and once that wine starts getting in your system, you can just keep chewing that.
Gives you more of an appetite.
Yeah, you're just like, nom, nom, nom. And yet the key is to have them only give you a little bit at one time. Don't take a lot at once. So you're like, they'll come over, flip your little coin, and then they come over with, like, filet, and you're like, oh, I just want a couple little slices, and then flip it back, and then have them bring over ribs.
You guys have the coasters here? Is that how you guys do it?
Yeah.
With, like, little coasters, red. And
it's like, I think Fogo's is like that kind of everywhere. I've been to other Fogo's in the country, so I know they've got them. Mm-hmm. They got Fogo's in other cities. Oh, man, it's so good, though.
Fogo's can get it.
I'm just thinking about food now.
Did you guys? I know.
You officially made me ridiculous.
I know. You can't even concentrate anymore. You just want to think about it.
Can I get some chips?
Yes, but then you'll be snacking along on air.
No, they won't hear it. I'll be quiet. I'll be right back. You guys continue.
I'm ready for dinner now, and I think I want to have pasta, just a little bit, and then, like, crab legs. I'm going to try whatever type of oyster concoction you just said, because I do not like oysters, maybe because the...
I mean, if you just eat it plain,
maybe
it's not that good.
I had it plain one time, and it was just horrible.
That's why. If you put some hot sauce on it with, like, a cracker or something.
And I love hot sauce. I wonder why I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I love spicy food. I listened to the wrong person. Didn't know me.
Yeah, that hot sauce that I was talking about from New Orleans, supposed it's a restaurant down there, it's a garlic hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I ever ate there. Well, the only time I've ever eaten there, but I bought hot sauce and brought it back with me because I'm not an idiot. I don't know why more people don't do that. It's like,
I do it when I go. I'm from Midwest. I'm by Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue, that's what we know for. That's, yeah.
Man, so where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri. And we are known for our
barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gates Barbecue. That's actually
true.
Part of our family, married in. And so we
go. I remember your grandma talking about that.
Yeah, it's her sister's husband's business,
okay,
basically.
Cool.
So our family's married in.
Yeah.
And that is just like, it is about how you cook the meat, but the main thing is the sauce. The sauce, you can, like, taste the seasoning. Like, the mouth is watering. I just went to Kansas City, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, bought, like, 5 bottles.
Really?
Yes.
I would, too.
Yes.
When I ate that hot sauce, I had a dozen oysters. That was my appetizer. How I roll.
Nice.
A dozen para me, not para me. And I ate a half a bottle. I've used a half a bottle of hot sauce on that.
That good? Yeah. Is it flavorful or is it spicy?
It's garlic.
Okay.
So it's just spicy and garlic. It's the perfect combination.
Like a little spicy, but you have that.
I'm a big
flavor.
Frank's fan. I think Frank's is great.
Not hot, flavorful.
Any type of yellow pepper, like the bonnet, Jamaican or Caribbean yellow pepper sauce, that can get it on pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
I put hot sauce on baked potatoes.
I do, too.
Thanks.
I really do.
People say, yeah, I really do put that ish on everything.
Yeah, someone made a comment the other day because they saw me eat 4 or 5 different meals, and every time I just put hot sauce on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It's delicious.
You got to keep it with you. Remember when we were in New Orleans and had the little bitty?
Yeah.
The little bitty.
Those things
little
were,
hot
those
sauce
things are
like
normal.
Bottle. I still have it. Like,
I know, and you're
I was trying not to use it, but dang it, I got this stuff left. It's so convenient. You know, like, they just perfect, flip it on the side and just what?
Mm-hmm.
It's
exactly.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Maybe we should come up with some kind of accessory that girls can use.
Like hand sanitizer, like, you know how they have, like, little bottles that are, like,
right.
cool, but hot sauce?
But to put hot sauce in it.
You're on to something.
I am. Off the air.
I'm
off the record. I'm onto something.
Right.
You're onto something. It was my idea. I'm in the
background.
We
work together. Like, next week, we're going to watch a TV. And now, the new accessory for purses.
Right.
Hot sauce bottle. In every color.
In every color.
That's your purse.
Not in every color.
Your purse? Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic, actually.
You know what I haven't had hot sauce with to be, you know, that I'm thinking about is it's Publix.
Wow, neither
of us. I don't like crab. I don't like anything messing with my crab.
But that's butter.
I do butter.
No?
Like garlic and
butter.
I don't even do butter.
Why?
Man, I can't. Because by the time I go pop, 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 for pop, it's
right.
Already. Yeah. I don't have time for a bypass.
You have to. You got to just.
I pop them tendons. I pop in the middle. We pull it out. It's in the mouth.
It's
a
garlic.
I can't wait.
Yep. Yep. Garlic. Like, okay, it's this thing at the store. It's called. It's in a little glass, little bottle like this big, blue top, okay, it's minced garlic, so it's like little bitty garlic cubes, get you some melted butter, literally, put that in, it's all going to go to the bottom, so all the flavor is going to be like in it, do a detour with the crab legs,
just try,
just one time for me, that's all I'm asking, I don't ask for
you know, Joe's Crab Shack has a promotion going on now where they've got like four different sauces for crab legs,
they come out cold,
what?
Maybe it was just where I went, I was in two different Joe's Crab Shack.
And they came out cold?
Houston. They came out cold. They came out small. It's like, what is this? It was like, this is much meat coming out of there. This is my pinky finger. I'm a small girl. And that's it. Come on out.
When you find all-you-can-eat crab legs somewhere, that's the business. That's everything.
What Golden Crow usually does that? Do you guys have that down here?
Yeah.
Golden Crow?
What do you mean Golden Crow has all-you-can-eat crab legs?
Sometimes they have like all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Is it on Tuesday night?
I don't know what night it is, but I will look.
My buddy, My buddy went to a place where it's all you can eat steaks, crab legs, and sushi. You could have any of those three.
Awesome.
I actually figured that out for you whenever we get done with all this. I'll let you know the name of it.
Excellent. I'm looking up Golden Corral right now, even if we speak.
Just because
yeah.
You need to go to this all-you-can-eat
fat
bag.
You know, it's
like,
you don't need to have a clue. It took me a while to make it, but
you
put in some onions. Well, obviously you can see that. Hot sauce. What kind? What kind of hot sauce did you put in that?
Frank?
It's not. It might actually be a French product.
did you put in that mango salsa?
Yep.
All right, check this out. Are y'all ready? We're gonna call Golden Corral.
So we're calling Golden Corral right now.
Right now.
See if they have all-you-can-eat crab legs.
To see if they have all-you-can-eat crab legs. I'm just repeating everything you say. I'm a parent. I'm just going to sit here on your arm. Oh, they're not answering the phone.
Hi, Golden Corral. Talk to me. How can I help you?
Yes. Do you guys have all-you-can-eat crab legs?
No, ma'am.
Not ever in life? Not even one day a week?
No, ma'am.
Wait.
Is that only in...
Do you guys have crab legs?
Sorry?
Do you serve crab legs at all in your restaurant?
No, we have the crab stuffing.
I know what they're talking about.
We don't have the crab legs.
Yeah, that might just be that location.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was a huge disappointment. I worked for Red Lobster for 8 years.
I have a bunch of friends that used to work when I was in college.
I was on opening team with them. I'm very much about Red Lobster. And they did all-you-can-eat crab legs 1 year and had such a profit loss that they fired the vice president of marketing.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's not why they don't do it that much.
All-you-can-eat crab legs.
We
crushed it. We would go in there with my ex-boyfriend, his brother, our neighbor who looked like a linebacker, and we would go in and smash.
I know that waiting time was worth it. What, is like an hour?
Probably.
I can only imagine the kitchen, like, oh, my God.
All you can eat shrimp. I worked at a very redneck Red Lobster, and they would come in and be like, there, I'm going to try to eat all the shrimp scampi. I can get my hands on them. And I'm like, that's just like, why don't you just drink that butter? Why don't you just find a pack and intravenously
Just walk around and put that butter right in your veins. Like, they would sit, they would eat, like, 100 shrimp. That's a lot of food.
That is a lot of shrimp. Not enough seafood you can't really get full of. Like, crawfish, I have to have something with it. I can't get full of crawfish. Because it's, you know, it's a little bit new.
Yeah.
Like, I can eat 10 pounds of crawfish easily. Easily. Because I bought the crawfish festival.
We need to figure out, and I'll look it up, every year, and I know this sounds preposterous, but trust me when I tell you that this is such a good time. They have an oyster festival in Atlanta.
What?
And
really?
It's sponsored by Jaeger.
What?
Turn down for
that
man.
Jaeger's one of my favorite drinks, too.
Yeah, because you're white, just like me, and that's how come. We love it.
That's what we do. Gets us pumped up.
Man, it's everything.
I'm getting pumped up thinking about it right now. I'm
yeah. When is that? Jaeger and oysters?
You can't beat
when
that.
I don't know. I'll look it up after the show. I'll figure it out, and I'll let you know. But we went a few years ago, and we ate so much food, and then it was just like walk around.
We used to have a decent
go smoke, come back, take a shot of Jaeger, and then it's around to do it.
You like Jaeger bombs?
Not so much. Not so much. I really just drink Jaeger just straight up.
Yeah, I can take the bottle and just chug it.
It's like, it's kind of like a... My relationship with Jaeger is kind of like, it's a little S&M. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to hurt and it's bad, but I just want to do it and I want to over quick.
Yep.
So I just take the shot and then reap the benefits.
Every time I drink Jaeger, it's not necessarily a bad night or necessarily a good night. It's an interesting night. I don't know what they put in Jaeger, but I don't know. It does something different to me. I go crazy.
Deer blood.
Yeah. They say that's in there. That's not in
it's
there.
It's not in there. It's just fun to say.
Okay, so this week, anybody got to see any movies this week? I did. I went to see Noah.
How was that?
How was that?
Horrible.
Really?
Tell me more.
So bad. Originally, K-Town, who's on the show all the time, he went to see it, and he told me that he didn't like it, and that he felt it deviated from the Bible enough. And I hate to go on air and say this, so I'm going to try to say this in the most proper way I can. I said, I feel like perhaps King James also does not tell Bible stories exactly correct, so we don't know unless we were there what really happened. So that being said, I didn't go into it with a real spiritual kind of look. Like, I didn't want it to completely follow the Bible because I wanted it to be interesting. CGI was horrible. That is the worst group of anything that I've ever seen in my life. You know, like Lord of the Rings, they're forever showing battle scenes.
Yeah.
There are a million different types of orcs that are... But you never see the same pattern.
Right.
With the animals, I saw blip patterns. Like, here and here, and then, like, here and here, where it was the same, you know what I mean? The same thing. And if you're going to do a story about one of the biggest compilations of animals, of all, probably the biggest, because it's every animal in the world with a pair.
Uh-huh.
Like, then that should be your number one goal, is to have believable animals. And then
exactly.
The storyline was kind of felt like it was slow. Maybe it should have been in 3D. Maybe it's because I wanted to go see Captain America more. And I was already mad before I went in there. But, I didn't like it.
Did you see that recent Hercules movie that came out?
Mm-mm.
Don't go watch it.
It's not even just about the script. I mean, the production, the physical
production
was horrible. Was awful. Just awful.
I fell asleep in it. I'll be honest.
Did we talk about the last time that we did the show with you guys? Did we talk about 300? Because I went to see the new 300 in 3D, and it gave me life.
Me and him watched it the day it came out. Actually, the
night
it came out,
same night.
And we loved
terrific.
It.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
And it was actually pretty accurate as far as histories. I mean, eventful. Event-wise, it was accurate to how the events played out. A lot of people, when they think of 300, they don't realize that there was actual multiple battles that were occurring during the siege of, like, you know, during the Persians, the siege of the Persians on the 300, but there actually was. And it was pretty pretty accurate. So, I mean, just the overall actual, I mean, I think everything about it, the acting was good, the production, I love the look of it. And they got really creative, actually, with what they were doing.
All the writing was good.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the writing was good. I don't know anything about all the extra. I don't know the history. And to be honest with you, I've killed so many brain cells that I really need to save my brain cells for something that I'm going to retain. So. But as a dumb, ignorant spectator of 300, I was like, woo! This is nice. That was my review. This is so classy in my head. That's what I was thinking. That sex scene.
I was just about to
say, honestly, what you said in the movie, that's what we thought.
I don't think that sex scene bothered me because it looked very familiar. Because I've had, that's like makeup breakup sex. That's like y'all broke up a week ago and you know you're probably not going to get back together, but you go ahead and hit it anyway. But you're still angry about that bitch that he had sex with from that was a hostess at Cheesecake Factory. Are these my issues?
I was just saying, this sounded kind of familiar to you.
Like, it's not kind of personal. I get a little personal. Yeah. I was like, yeah. So, one reason I'm really excited to be here, and we've got 10 minutes and we've got a 10-minute wrap up. I never have females on the show. So let's have a talk about Scandal.
Uh-oh.
Really quick.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's just indulge me because I never, ever, ever get to have it.
I love this show. I love it. I love it.
I can't believe they killed James a couple of weeks ago.
Spoiler alert.
Let's just say it out. No spoiler alert.
People listening now. Like, oh.
I tell everybody, before you listen to this show, make sure you're up to date on Walking Dead, Scandal, movies, anything.
That's true. She did say that.
I speak freely.
Yes, she did say that.
I'm glad Millie got a side piece.
I am, too. But you know what? It makes me mad because Fitz is acting like a man. You don't want her to cheat, but you've been cheating the whole entire show. And
I don't think he
cares
about Millie cheating. I don't think he gives a shit about that. I think what he cares about is the fact that the guy that she's cheating with is
his
vice president.
No, it's the fact that that's still my wife. I still want to have control of the fact that she's going to cheat or not. I can do it, but you can't. I don't think he cares two fine butts about Andrew. It's the fact that Millie actually went out and did it. You know, and when is she going to finally tell him that his son is not his?
I didn't know that. What happened?
His older son is his Fitz's dad, because his dad raped her.
What?
She got pregnant. You didn't know that?
No. By the way,
Miss Reggie has made me a, like, strawberry shortcake to the extreme. Like, that needs to be on Woman versus Food or something. It was so awesome.
It's so simple.
I'm going to go for a plug in here. She actually cooks a lot, and her food is awesome, but she's too humble to say anything
so
about
easy.
It. Okay,
no, it's not
never
that
mind. Take out the humble part, because now she just says, but listen, her food is incredible.
It's so easy to...
Her,
that's
I'm not talking about the
short,
I'm talking about everything that you cook. It's awesome. I love your food. I'm talking about
food. And
most
of it is really simple. I'm taking the compliment, but that's the good thing about Table Talk, and especially about our Facebook page. I've always posted some recipes on our Facebook page. We don't get near enough traffic. I don't know why. Because everybody cooks, everybody has a recipe for such and such, and I'm always putting my recipes on our Facebook page because it is simple. I appreciate the compliment. It is delicious, but it's delicious and it's like five ingredients.
Well, then maybe that's something to note.
It's
like, it tastes amazing. So if anything,
make you some second like
yeah okay I'm not go back
here you
to
go.
Candle.
Here you go.
What?
All right. So, thank you. anyway, back to Candle. What do you think about the Huck situation?
The who?
With Huck and what's her name?
Quinn.
I mean, that you could tell that from the beginning. Quinn wanted his attention just like any other man. You know, it's like, I'm not going to give you my attention, go away. And that's just how she got. Like, she's in the phase of, yeah, I tried to get your attention. I wanted your attention. Quinn had a thing for him because, obviously, he was showing her wisdom. He was showing her direction. Now, all of a sudden, she's a good girl, gone bad. Now, he wants her because that's his lifestyle, you know. So, that's just opposite attracts at the wrong time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
she really showed out on him.
She did.
On that episode was it the last episode when she, like, kissed him when they met up? And then
I saw that crazy guy was watching in the bushes.
I bet that crazy guy was watching.
I was like,
and they
girl,
don't even know
him.
Yet.
I was like,
he's not going to let her go anywhere by
himself.
He's B16 or whatever it is. Is it B15,
B13,
B16? Uh-huh.
B16.
You sure?
I think so.
You know what I meant, though.
No, but he moved in her house. Like, seriously? He's like, I moved in. You did what?
It's like,
that's
I felt
a line like, crosses, but she can't get out that relationship.
No,
alive.
She can't.
Alive.
No, she's in that.
Because what did he say? He's like, I never dated. You're the first one. That's crazy. I'm the first. No.
You're 30.
One of the most
killers in the world, and I'm the first girlfriend you've had, and you're like 47.
And no. You're not going to kill me.
Great. We go together now.
Exactly.
At this point. I appreciate the salt.
So what's going on? Like, do you like, what is his name? Not fit with the other one, the man that's in charge now. Olivia's other boy.
No. I don't trust him.
Jake Ballard.
Jake. I don't trust Jake.
He's so cute.
Jake's fine.
He's so
in real
cute.
Life, he can get it. But I like, so I would never mess with him in a millionaire. And he's, like, the fact that he's watching her and Fitz, and, like, he has them under surveillance, and then Fitz has her under surveillance.
She's in a messed up position. She should have got on that damn plane when Daddy told her to disappear and go away. But then the season would be what it is.
Then the show would be over and we wouldn't have anything to talk about. Daddy, we have these shots of Kerry Washington from here down this season.
She's pregnant.
I was like, why didn't they just write that in?
But then who would she be pregnant by? Girl, no. Like, they can't, no.
That would have been the best. When she ends up pregnant with this baby.
You know, they may use it. Because you know that, okay, I watched the Oprah. Oprah does this thing where she sits down with, like, the hottest people, you know, in right now. So far, I'm up to date. I got a couple. I got to catch them on. She sat down with Miley. She sat down with Lindsay. She sat down with Beyonce. And she sat down with Scandal and the writer for Scandal. And she was talking to them, and she was like, so how do you keep the suspense up, you know, with not only the audience, but, you know, your cast members? She's like, well, the cast will not know the episodes further than a week. So they find out literally just as soon as probably.
So James found out, like, he was going.
Olivia, was it the first and second season when she found out that was her dad? Well, when we found out that was her dad. Olivia didn't find out that was her dad, that was going to be her dad, until two episodes before the last episode of this last season. He knew the whole time, but nobody knew that. He was going to be the dad. And I was like, I want to be on a show like that. You tell me 5 minutes before we finna film who I'm going to be. So I'd be like, I'm pregnant by Fitz? What? Like, I want to do that.
I want to be pregnant by Fitz.
Really? Like, that's crazy. So, you think that they're going to use the pregnancy and the...
No, I think she's pregnant now while they're filming.
Yeah, No, but sometimes they do that. Like off of All, was it Grown Ups 2 or something like that? Or Grown Ups 1, the woman that was pregnant in there, she that was her real pregnancy, and they used it in there. So I don't know. I wish they would. I want her to be pregnant by Fitz. And especially now would be a good time.
It would.
Or what they might do is that they might wait until right before this upcoming election.
Hmm.
And then, so he'll have the vice president who's screwing his wife, and then he's pregnant by him, and then he's pregnant by the...
What is she on? What has she been using this whole time? There's no way in hell she's not getting pregnant by somebody. Like, I don't see any condom wrappers.
That could be a scandal if she's pregnant by Jake or Fitz. I would never want her to have a baby with Jake.
I mean, the baby's going to grow up.
Jake killed Jake!
Yeah, that's just...
That was so, and like, you
can't
see how
he killed
it.
See how he killed it? Like, you're going to die. I had to make it look sober. I'm like, that's horrible.
Like, don't worry. I'll stay here with you.
Yeah, and, like, your daughter's going to be fine. I'm like,
And now he left Cyrus to raise that baby.
God, and Cyrus is just,
Cyrus.
But Cyrus, you know what?
The most
mad at Cyrus. I'm so mad at him.
All right, we got 1 minute. We got to wind this down.
I love talking about him.
I know. I need to. Okay, come back. Come back anytime you want. Thank you for coming out. And thanks to Austin Beat Bungees and Heaven Munchies, who's in the kitchen.
I haven't eaten all day, you know what I'm saying?
Tabletop. All right, well, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.